Michael Pottinger.
And for the...
And all that.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.
We'll be right back.
After Hours Radio on Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. In the Dirty Chai studio with me this evening, I've got Cordell.
Yeah.
And Stephanie Guerra has joined us as well.
Hello.
Welcome to the Dirty Chai studio on a Sunday evening for After Hours Radio. Live until 11 o'clock is typically how we do this thing. And I would assume that tonight is no different, other than the fact that it's Easter. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. Don't forget to happy Easter. I see what you did there.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Don't forget you can follow the show online, Twitter at AH Radio WI, Instagram After Hours Radio WI, Facebook is facebook.com/AH Radio WI. It's the page with the blue and red logo. Look for it, you'll find it probably pretty easily. Ahead on the show tonight, Octopus, we've got other things coming up. But first, Cordell.
Yes.
Why did the Easter egg hide?
Was it because it was a little chicken?
Because he was a little chicken. You heard that before, huh?
Yeah, sorry to steal that one from you.
You stole my thunder. How dare you? Anyway. Oh, no. I knocked down the CD.
Oh, man.
Jeff Rolfson. We've played him on After Hours before. I like this CD. Anyway, we all know this deep down, I suppose, but never really think about it until, you know, we want to sell our cars. Cordell, you won't be selling your car?
Probably not anytime soon, no.
You're driving a gold car now.
A tan, I guess, but you can call it gold if you want to make it feel fancy.
Is it sparkly?
No, not really.
What kind of car do you have?
A Toyota Camry.
Toyota Camry. And you've got a gold Impala?
It's champagne, actually. It's actually.
Champagne.
Actually.
That's how you know it's fancy.
It is not tan. It is champagne.
Yeah, mine champagne. Says tan.
I'm not sure what mine says on paper. I call it gold. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. But I didn't realize that all three of us have the same color.
Yeah, we do all have very similar colored vehicles.
Pardon me, guys. I've had after like a frog in my throat this whole time.
After my semi-recent car purchase. That is kind of funny. I didn't even think about that when I bought it at all.
I don't know if this helps or hurts us, but apparently car paint jobs affect the resale value of it. So the fact that we
like
all have
the quality of the paint job or the color?
The color. The color of your car affects the resale value of it. And I don't know how we sit with gold cars or tan or champagne.
I didn't know how to spell champagne, so when I registered mine, I'm pretty sure I just put gold. Because I don't know how to spell champagne.
Well, you'll have that, I suppose.
Why did I just look it up on my phone? Why I didn't do that?
Right, why didn't you do that?
I don't know. Was it
you
dead?
You carry a computer in your pocket.
I know, man. But I... What is wrong with me?
Didn't your teachers ever tell you, you know, like, yeah,
you'll never have a calculator
have
in your pocket all the time.
Like, I carry a computer.
Look
in
at
my
me
pocket.
Now.
Oh, man.
Right, you've got so much power in your pocket at all times because of
it's
that.
It's terrifying.
Yes. But I learned this because of the New York Times that you can have the same model of car, just a different color, everything the same, but the color, and you're going to get widely different resale value. So at least we're all in the same boat.
That's interesting.
That is, and I guess, you know, it makes sense. You think of a car with a more in-demand color is going to get a little more.
Well, like nobody wants a white car. Or a yellow one.
I used to think that. White car, I never thought much about a yellow car.
I don't really like yellow that much to have a yellow car.
Yellow's my favorite, but I would never buy a yellow car.
Yeah. No? Not even like a yellow Volkswagen Bug?
I mean, that's like the only exception, honestly.
If really. I don't know if I'd buy a yellow car. If it was the right car, if it looked right.
Yeah, I suppose, maybe. But
I used to think I'd never want a white car because it'd be dirty all the time.
Right,
but
right.
I had a white car that was dirty all the time, and I kind of liked it.
And you drove it anyway.
I did. I thought it was kind of neat. It was a white Volvo. No, it wasn't a Volvo. It was an Audi station wagon. And it had leather seats, heated seats, sunroof, Tentus CD changer. I was living the dream. Except for the fact that it didn't like to run much, but, you know.
That'll be a problem.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. Hey, Cordell.
What's up?
Did you know?
Probably not.
The octopus, or octopi if you prefer, like chimpanzees, dolphins, and crows, are among the special set of intelligent animals that have been observed using tools?
I did know that.
I did know
they were. You didn't ask me, but I'll tell you.
I did know they were rather intelligent animals. I didn't know that they specifically were observed using tools.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, they're over there with power drills and things. No. Just building whatever.
Building houses.
Yeah, they got a power drill in one tentacle, and then they got a hammer in the other. You know, a box of nails.
Could you imagine that? They could carry so many things at one time. Like,
they really could. I mean, especially since the fact that they get to float in the water, so all of their appendages can be carrying something.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
They'd probably be pretty efficient, like cooks.
Yeah, actually, octopus would probably be pretty killer cooks. They
could do a lot. If you know that word.
Anyway.
If it were feasible. Anyways, tell me more about these octopus being observed.
I won't. Okay. As always, if you're listening live, don't forget you can stream the podcast on all major services. If you're listening to the podcast, join us live. You never know what's going to happen. 7 to 11 each and every Sunday night. I'm a volcano.
half music, 100% original After Hours Radio. Your Sunday nights just got better.
There's a lot of colors, I don't know where to go. See a lot of colors, only feeling blue. There's a lot of colors, lost within a haze. Don't rely on others to get you through the maze. The dreams are not the same for me. Standing by the shore, while you're on the open sea, cannot take this anymore. There are a lot of voices drowning in the sea. There's too many voices talking back at me. There are a lot of choices waiting to be made. Too many choices making me afraid. Dreams are not the same for me.
After Hours Radio and Dirty Chai Radio. Thanks for sticking with us now that I've actually got it together. Happy to continue our show here. Cordell is with us here in the Dirty Chai studio.
You know it.
And we've also got Stephanie Guerra here in the Dirty Chai studio.
Yep.
And it's going to be a good night here. Just approaching 9 o'clock on a Sunday evening. An Easter Sunday at that. Stephanie.
Yes.
Did you know that octopi, if you prefer,
Well, that's plural.
Yes. They eat their arms when they're bored?
Like...
when they're bored?
Yeah.
Like right off?
Not when they're hungry? Hungry and bored?
Well, I'm sure it's a combination of the both, really. But, or, you know, like an anxious thing.
I was reading an article about...
right off?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily off, like...
or just, like, chew on it.
And it's gone?
Yeah.
Nobody can see what you're doing.
They do.
Well, on the YouTube, they could. But like,
they do, in fact, eat it.
They it's still attached, and they just chew on it, and, like, you know, it gets shorter. And
so they just nibble away?
Yeah.
Why? Boredom?
Yeah.
Hunger?
Yeah.
Seems like you know, like, I know I personally sometimes, like, bite my fingernails if I'm anxious or something.
Yeah.
Seems people like do that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, now you know.
Now I know.
Now it's, you know a thing about octopus.
It's kind of sad. But they, like, obviously grow back then, so I guess that's...
do they?
Yeah, octopus, it's or octopi.
I would assume it.
If you prefer, regenerate. Yeah. They have their own replicators.
Sometimes the females eat the males, you know, when they're doing things.
That is also true.
Oh, yes.
That is also true.
Yes.
Anyway, hey, you've got an Instapot, Stephanie?
I do. Well, it's like a... off-brand, you know, mm-hmm. off-brand thing.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with octopus, in case, yeah, kind of a hard transition. Sorry. Okay. Do you have an Instapot, Cordell?
No.
No? Do you do any gardening?
No.
No? I mean, you do some gardening, though, right, Stephanie?
Very little.
Very little? Well, it turns out if you're a gardening fan and have an Instapot, you can speed up the germination process of your seeds. By putting them in your Instapot.
Like on yogurt mode or something?
That's exactly it. You put it in the yogurt setting. Huh. Between layers of damp paper towel in a Ziploc bag. Throw it in the pot. Yogurt setting. There you go. So you then...
oh, you could probably proof bread that way too, I wonder.
Oh, probably. What usually will take, you know, weeks ends up taking a week to 10 days to germinate. Or 2 to 4 days. So
I wonder what kind of seeds like that.
Well, it works for vegetable and fruits, everything, and they say that it even leads to higher yields. There's a thing that I learned through CBC, Canadian Broadcast Corporation. Yeah. And it kind of seems a little too sci-fi for me. Like,
I mean,
or urban legendish.
It will work, I'm quite sure.
Yeah?
Well, seeds like a blackout period, too, to germinate.
What do you mean by blackout period?
So, no light. No light to germinate. They like it in the dark.
Isn't that a funny word, germinate? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of those words that, it doesn't ever sound right, but it is. Germinate. Right. Germinate. Who decided that? Where does that come from?
I don't know. We'd have to look up the root.
Hey, Google!
Nope, it's not on.
We tried.
You did try.
Yeah. Yeah. No luck. But anyway. So there's
makes
that.
Makes sense to me.
Cordell.
Yeah.
As we approach 9 o'clock on an Easter Sunday.
It is almost 9 o'clock.
I've got a very important question for you.
Do ask.
How many Easter eggs can you put in an empty basket?
I don't know.
Just take a guess.
Well, how large is the basket?
7.
What do you say?
I don't know the size of the basket. This is not a logical question.
Well, it is logical. You see, because you can only put one egg in an empty basket. After that, it's not empty anymore.
Oh, yep. You got me.
Follow the show for more on Twitter and Instagram, at AH Radio WI on Twitter. Instagram is After Hours Radio WI. Facebook.com/AH Radio WI. And, of course, DirtyChaiRadio.com has the latest information. Plus, you can submit your music, let us know about any shows or events that you might be hosting or have coming up. We love to share your stuff, so if you get it to us, we will share it here, right here on the show. Stick around. We've got more goodness as we get into the 9 o'clock hour, and some music too, probably, I would assume. Yeah. It only seems right.
Important.
broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin. You're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.
Music taste out of Sucker Creek since 2011. After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
After Hours Radio on Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. In the Dirty Chai studio with me is Cordell, and we've got Stephanie Guerra here with us still. Just after 9:07 is where we're at, actually. So, welcome to it. That is, if you're with us live, if you're listening to the podcast, I don't know what time it is. It's whatever. Does anybody really know what time it is anyway?
Time isn't real, man.
Nah, it's a construct, man. Anyway, follow the show anytime online. You can do that at Instagram, After Hours Radio WI, Twitter, at AH Radio WI, also Facebook.com/AH Radio WI. Stephanie.
Yes, go ahead.
What does the Easter Bunny get for making a basket?
What does he get?
Yeah.
Well, certain satisfaction, I'd imagine.
2 points, just like everybody else.
All right.
Yes. Cordell.
Yes.
Did you know that octopus, or octopi if you prefer, can open childproof bottles?
I feel like I did know that. It's true. But that is pretty impressive.
That's one of the truths.
I can't even open childproof bottles.
Well, you're going to have to get an octopus.
Just keep even know where I put an octopus.
I don't even. Anyway.
What do you even, like, how do you take care of an octopus?
They're like escape artists, too.
Yeah, they're like,
they do not
smart.
Want to be held captive. I would never.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I would eat one, though, for, like, sushi. I would.
Keep them free, but let me eat them.
Yeah, well. He had a good life in the ocean. Yeah,
octopus are friends, but they're also food.
You don't need a caged octopi.
You're right. No, you keep them in the bathtub.
Mm. Yeah.
They wouldn't stay in there.
No. They'd go back in when they ever they're feeling a little dry. Then they, you know, go out to the kitchen, get some coffee, go back to the bathtub.
It would be kind of difficult. I don't have a bathtub in my apartment.
You got a shower, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep it moist.
Works. I'll see what I can do.
There you go. Well, you know, not every theft involves using a limousine as a getaway car, but in Las Vegas, it happens. And this is a story of $3,000 in AV equipment stolen from a rental company in Vegas. And they took delivery of a rental order, threw the stuff in a limo that they had rented, had the limo go to a spot where they moved the stuff into a truck and took off with the limo driver, then, only then, suddenly realizing what had just happened. So he trailed them for a while. But not sure why they'd use a limo as the middle stage. They could have
like
just
a
brought
idea.
A truck around.
I don't know.
Like the limo definitely adds the Vegas touch. You know, if you're gonna.
It is classy.
Maybe. They thought of the plan while they were
in the limo.
Already in the limo. They're like, you know, we do have a little extra room because it is a limo.
Have you ever been in a limo?
I was younger, yeah. Well, prom. I did the proms in limos, I guess.
One time, yeah, for prom.
Weddings I've been in limos for.
But there was like a lot of people, so there wasn't as much room. It sounds like there wasn't that many people, so maybe there's a little bit of room.
I bring it up because a limo's not necessary. Even for Vegas, it's not what I would immediately think of as like a rental for a getaway. Like something like this, maybe a U-Haul, like I'd understand, or a Penske truck or whatever. But I wouldn't think of a limo. If you could, Cordell, if you could...
How did the dude not realize what was happening?
The driver?
Yeah.
Maybe he just kind
of... I think
he
did at some point. He was like, what is
this? Well, yeah, at the end he figured it out after they took everything out of the limo and put it in another truck.
Yeah.
But if you could use any car as a getaway car... What would you use? Would you use I guess a limo is on the table, but...
I mean, it worked, so...
Would you... right.
So a limo.
I don't know.
I like the idea of getting away on a golf cart, but that's...
Illogical.
Yeah. The chances of getting away on a golf cart are slim to none. So, I limo doesn't sound
what
so
about...
bad. You can fit more on it.
Oof-da.
I'm sorry. eating too much Easter candy. Anyways, what about like one of those fancy like rigged up riding lawnmowers? You know, the ones that they do like the tractor or the lawnmower pulls for, you know?
Yeah.
Or the lawnmower races.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. One of those. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I want.
Have you seen the guy in Rice Lake that drives around on his lawnmower everywhere?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's seen him.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
It's been a while. It's pretty soon, though, I bet we'll see him.
With the warmer weather, I'm sure he'll be back. Yep. Every town has...
I was just going to say, my town
maybe
has
not
too.
The lawnmower guy, but every town has... at least one, maybe five guys that they just... Everybody doesn't necessarily know them, but they know that they've seen.
I see them all the one.
Well, there's Jamie. She just walks.
Yeah. There was a time when... and maybe I'm only bringing this up because I'm super excited about getting my scooter going again. But there was a time where I would drive around on my scooter... and people that I didn't know would see me out and be like, "Hey, I saw you on your scooter." So I feel like I was a scooter guy for a little while.
I was longboarding over here because it was so nice out.
Of course.
And one of my friends texted me. And he's like, "Oh, I just saw you longboarding on the way over here." And I was like, "Oh, well, I guess I'm gonna."
You're
gonna
the
be
longboarding. A longboard
you're that guy now.
Guy now. Yeah,
you're the longboarding guy now. Well, Cordell.
Yes.
Question for you. I feel like this one's pretty easy.
All right.
What's the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music?
I don't know.
Jazz.
Hip hop.
Oh. Ha.
So good. Bang, bang.
Half talk, half music. 100% original After Hours Radio. Your Sunday nights just got better.
Don't forget to stalk us on Facebook and Twitter for exclusive content and information from the artists you love. After Hours Radio, your Sunday night just got better.
Half talk, half music. 100% original After Hours Radio. Your Sunday nights just got better.
You should settle down, take your peace from the ground. Follow that ox border where the water runs clean. Dark Sergeant, you won't bend in your post, it's long gone. The brass cast in is your pure conviction. Come darker days, they'll slowly stop shaking you. And you grieve for our heroes, cause no one knows their names. Yeah, but you and I do, and what they change remains changed. Hey, dog soldier, make your peace with the ground. Hey, dog soldier, find the water. Hey, dark soldier, stand down, stand down.
After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.
say you're leaving town. Everything is upside down. Oh, baby, I love you, yeah. Why you gonna leave when I need you the most? Wherever you go, I'll be there, you know. Don't be a stranger, don't be a ghost. Cause, baby, I love you, yeah. Guess I'm gonna dance alone tonight. I'm gonna miss your body. You know I can never get it right without you, no. I don't wanna step into the light. If I don't get you, shawty, you bring out the sweetness of my life. Oh yeah. Come on and give me that, give me that, give me that good, good loving. Come on and show me that, show me that, show me that you're the one. I want all the love while you move to the right, while you try to fight. Just come on and give me that, give me that, give me that good, good loving. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that.
After Hours Radio on Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn in the Dirty Chai studio with me as we approach 10 o'clock on a Sunday evening, Easter Sunday. We've got Cordell. Hello.
Tis me.
It is. And we've got Stephanie Guerra here with us as well.
Hello.
So we're at this point of the show where I need to know, Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
How does the Easter Bunny dry off?
Gosh, I don't know.
Hair dryer. Because he's a rabbit. Hair dryer.
A hair. H-A-R-E.
Yes. So now you know that. Cordell.
Yeah.
Did you know...
Probably not.
That octopus suckers are the strong but sensitive type?
I did not.
Well, now you do. Got another one for you. Are you ready?
No.
What do you call a mischievous Easter egg?
I don't know.
Practical yoker?
Mm-hmm. Ah. Mischievous.
Yes. Mischievous. Anyway.
Very funny. Very funny. Ha 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 ha.
Ha.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Question. Did you know?
It's not a question.
That... you could be attacked by an octopus while you're both out of the water?
What?
Yeah.
What?
It happened to an Australian gentleman. He experienced this, which I suppose is good to know. It's weird is that after he got the video of the attack, he went swimming, at which time he was attacked again, possibly by the same angry octopus.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did that guy do?
I don't know, but apparently really pissed off the octopus.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I would never.
He was out of the water. And
it came up on the sand to attack him?
Yeah, vengeful. Yeah. It was quite the experience. He was a 34-year-old walking on the beach. He was with his 2-year-old daughter.
Oh my goodness.
Snorkeling spot. Thought it was a stingray. Not that that makes it any better.
Right.
But he realized that the creature was actually an octopus. And that's why he started filming it, because it wasn't a stingray, it was an octopus.
Yep.
And then The angry invertebrate launched itself at him. Got a video of it. It's on his Instagram if you care to find it. Then he went swimming and was examining a pile of crab shells. Felt some sort of whipping sensation across his left arm.
Oh.
And then a second strike across his neck and upper back.
Ow.
That octopus was just slapping him.
Yeah, he assumes it was the same octopus as earlier. Assumes that maybe he stumbled upon his home or something. So it was a territorial octopus.
Yeah.
Which I guess I can understand from the octopus standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that the pain went away, so that's good. He was also a former volunteer lifeguard, so.
Oh, that's good.
He probably knew how to handle himself well enough.
Yeah.
I would just run and scream.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be kind of terrified of that.
Right? I don't know that I would ever.
What's this octopus's motive? What's it trying to do to me?
They could bite.
Right. Right.
Like, is it trying to take me out?
It could be.
Or is it just trying to
protect itself?
Right.
Like, if you back away, is it going to?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, apparently not, because he was away from that one spot. Where was he? Said that maybe inadvertently stumbled upon his home. But earlier, he was just walking along the beach, and it launched itself at him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just walking along the beach?
No, I just cannot.
No, I would be stunned.
This tentacled brain just launching itself at you?
I would be stunned.
Right. That would...
Taken aback.
You don't even leave the beach. You continue on. And then you stumble in its home, and now it's even more pissed off.
If I get attacked by an octopus, that kind of ruins my mood for the beach.
Right, talk about a buzzkill. That's... I wouldn't like that.
Nah, not a fan.
No, that's like, you know, giving an electric eel a hug and then, you know, expecting it not to hurt.
Right.
Well, maybe it's not quite that dramatic. We don't have to beat this guy up too much. The octopus already did that. Hey, stick around, won't you? We got more for you. Plus, we're going to dive into this CD here, a little Jeff Rolfson, a highlight of the night. And we've got another band that we're going to highlight here before we get to 10 o'clock. But in the meantime, don't forget to tweet us your thoughts. And as of always, if you're listening live, don't forget you can stream the podcast on all major services. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can join us live each and every Sunday night from 7 until 11 p.m. at dirtychairadio.com/DCRC-radio. That's how we do. We'll be right back.
After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
After Hours Radio, LM Styles, This Love of Mine is what we just heard. Name's Ryan Quinn. With me in the Dirty Chai studio, we've got Cordell and Stephanie Guerra. We've almost made it to 10 o'clock on a Easter Sunday. Thanks for joining us here, spending your time, your Sunday with us. If you're listening live, we're doing it till 11. If you're listening to the podcast, maybe join us live. We do it till 11. Every Sunday, DirtyChaiRadio.com. Of course, if you're listening live, maybe check out the podcast, relive your favorite moments. You can find that wherever you find great podcasts. And, of course, we're online at DirtyChaiRadio.com. Instagram, After Hours Radio WY. Twitter is at AH Radio WY. And Facebook is Facebook.com/AH Radio WY. Things get posted. Things get said. Maybe you want to follow along. Maybe. Hey. Who did we start with last time? Did we start with you, Stephanie?
Yes.
All right, Cordell. What do you call a line of rabbits jumping backwards?
I don't know.
A receding hairline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, Cordell.
Yes.
It's not that awkward. Do you? How much of a hypochondriac are you?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, do you start to feel off and immediately think that that you're going to die? Like, you get a little cold and blow it out of proportion. Now you're... It was a cold, but now you're certain that you've got some big disease?
No, I don't think so.
No. Do you ever Google your symptoms?
No.
No? How about you, Stephanie? Do you...
Sometimes.
Yeah?
I'm too freaked out. I'll get told that I might have something and then, like, get freaked out about it. So I just don't even bother.
So you're worried you'd get stressed out if you Googled the symptoms?
I mean, that's quite possible.
Yeah? Is that...
I Google things.
You Google things? You're not worried about the stress?
No, I like to stress.
I wouldn't believe that.
Stress is very calming. You just try it sometime.
No, thank you.
The more, the better.
Well, apparently, and I mention this because I've always assumed that, you know, if you Google your symptoms, I'm kind of in your boat, Cordell, if you Google the symptoms, that you're going to get a little more worried about it, a little more freaked out than you should. And I just assume not do that. But as it turns out, if you Google your symptoms, a new study says it does not make you more stressed or even less accurate about your illness. To the contrary, reading up about what you've got going on, it means you get a slightly more accurate diagnosis. Knowledge is power, sort of. Not harmful. The thing is, you can't write yourself prescriptions. Like you should still go talk to a doctor.
Right. I was going to say, because what if it's not what you found on the internet? You know, what if it's something else that you didn't click on that could, you know, is close?
But it's right. I don't want to advocate people, you know,
like you said,
trying
you
to be their own doctor. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't be your own doctor.
But it probably is healthy to have some sort of base understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
So that either you can be worried or you can let yourself relax a little bit.
Or at least ask the right questions of your doctor, I suppose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I guess that's probably where the knowledge is power sort of comes in, is that if you go in there knowing what's going on.
Might help.
Yeah. Thought that was, I don't know, it felt timely, that information. I stumbled upon it and said, you know what? I wonder if Cordell knows.
I didn't.
But now you do.
I do.
And we're all better.
Thinking of him. That's so nice.
We're all better off for it, aren't we?
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So as we head here into the long burning 10 o'clock hour, before we do that and before I introduce this next song, I was wondering, Stephanie, if you knew what kind of stories the Easter Bunny liked best.
No, I do not.
The ones with happy endings.
Yes, those are nice.
They are. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, it's AH Radio WY, rather, and After Hours Radio WY on Instagram. Facebook is facebook.com/AH Radio WY. And, of course, DirtyChaiRadio.com has what you're looking for in terms of After Hours Radio, or maybe you want to submit music to the show, an event you've got coming up. We'd love to hear about both. Maybe you've got a new project that you're about to release, an album, an EP. You've got your first ever concert or your 500th concert and you're looking to celebrate, go ahead and let us know. We love to know about that stuff and we love to share it here on the show. And DirtyChaiRadio.com is the best place to connect. Of course, you can slide in the DMs on social media, I suppose, too. Thanks for following along on our journey. We'll, of course, continue along into the long-burning 10 o'clock hour. But before we get there, I wanted to play a song off of this CD here, Cordell. Jeff Rolfson. It was released in 2012. At least that's the copyright on the inside of it. And I've always enjoyed this. Met Jeff, I suppose, quite a few years ago now. And he was a real cool cat, real cool cat. And I always enjoyed listening to this album. The song I'm going to play is track 6. And according to the inside of it, it was written during countless hours that Jeff spent playing banjo in downtown Minneapolis. So we're gonna take a listen to that. And then after that is a band called Madison's that I'm pretty excited about as well. But this is Jeff Rolfson, Bring You Down.
She won't love me cause this poor boy's got nothing to eat. Well, just so you know, friend of mine won't spend me this time of night. Well, the two of them, they go into town, but not with me, because there's a crowd. Everybody's gonna bring it down. Everybody's gonna bring it down whenever I travel this world around. Well, everybody's gonna. Do what he can. Gave his dues to the old tax man. Takes enough just to fill his pain. Gives up the rest of that Uncle Sam. Laughs me when I sing a song. Says, oh son, boy, you got it wrong. Well, everybody's gonna bring it down. Everybody's gonna bring it down whenever I travel this world around. Well, everybody's gonna bring it down. Got your wine in the cellar, got your chickens in the spring. All year long, they're just filling on feed. Ivory Tower man of steam. All year long, he just swells on green. So many people lived and died while the rich man hits and the poor man cries. Everybody's gonna bring it down. Everybody's gonna bring it down whenever I travel this world around. Well, everybody's gonna bring it down. Everybody's gonna bring it down. Everybody's gonna bring it down whenever I travel this world around. Well, everybody's gonna bring it down.
After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
I don't think I was born with enough. Well, it circled around high and it flew right in, and it found us holding hands on the foot of the bed. And stop fighting when you ask me to tell you about the things I love when I was young. And how am I gonna pay for the wrong I done? Yeah, how am I gonna pay for the wrong I done? How am I gonna pay for the wrong I done to everyone?
Cheap motel up on North Mesa and work. Don't forget to stalk us on Facebook and Twitter for exclusive content and information from the artists you love. After Hours Radio, your Sunday night just got better.
I could really use a change of scenery. Yeah. Everybody smoking all the greenery. Yeah. Close the matches, they were handed down to me. But I'm still fly. I'm still fly. I know. I'm still fly. I'm still fly. Let's go. It could all be worse. I could be a hater like you.
It could all be worse.
Clues to make the man, but that poison's gonna kill you. Chest now, say it with your chest now.
I'm young, I'm free, can't nobody take me here and now. It's my time to run it out.
It's my time, it's my time,
it's my time to run it.
I'm young, I'm free, can't nobody take.
Cause you proved to me, yeah, that rising to the top was my destiny, yeah. And you can see whatever from behind me, but I'm still fly, I'm still fly. I know I'm still fly, I'm still fly. Let's go. It could all be worse. I could be a hater like you.
It could all be worse.
Who's to make the man, but that boy that's gonna kill you. Just now, say it with your chest now.
I'm young, I'm free, can't nobody take me here and now. It's my time to run it out.
It's my time, it's my time,
it's my time to run it out.
I'm young, I'm free, can't nobody take.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.